This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 420. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, today we're going to look into our crystal ball on the future of small business in an economy under Donald Trump. Todd Sheldon is a longtime financial entrepreneur. He's been involved with startups of both small cap and mid cap companies in countries worldwide, advising presidents, congressmen, and Fortune 500 billionaires. Todd, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Barry.
So give us your take on what Americans and small business owners have to look forward to under a Trump presidency.
Well, I guess, you know, the reality of it is that he's pushing forward for a lot of, tax credits and better tax measures for small businesses. A lot of the larger corporations out there, you know, what they want to do is, you know, looking at bringing some of these companies back, but they've got a lot of complicated situations. And in order to get back into the soil and come under, you know, bring a lot of assets back, it's complicated. It's like steering, you know, a big cruise ship, the Titanic. And as with the smaller businesses, they're more nimble. And with a lot of these small businesses, you know, you're going to see a lot of opportunities for a lot of, you know, exponential growth. This comes in through the private sector and both, the public sector, public companies. So you got a lot of small and mid-cap companies that I see, you know, creating a lot of beneficial results.
So Todd, do you think that, you know, if these tax cuts actually do come about, do you think that small business owners will reinvest them, or there'll be a time for profit-taking, 10 years after the Great Recession?
Well, I believe a lot of the companies will reinvest them. This is where, you know, we're heading towards, and we're in an era too right now where a lot of M&A is coming under measure. I mean, you know, I've seen these cycles, you know, over my career, and this is where we're getting into a lot of mergers and acquisitions again. So a lot of the small companies that are investing their capital in their businesses, specifically a private or a public company, when they're growing and they have, you know, some assets that are important to some of these larger corporations where they're starting to, you know, get so-called stagnant growth, they're looking to, you know, push that growth to the next level. And in order to do that, a lot of companies, you know, start moving on an acquisition binge. And this is, you know, these are the years that we're starting to move forward into.
Now, do you think that these tax cuts really will come to bear? Do you think that Trump will really be able to get out of his own way and actually he and the Republican Congress come up with this kind of major measure?
Well, I mean, you know, he's been getting his way on certain things. I mean, you know, it all goes, you know, right now, I guess the biggest, you know, issue is the country's divided. There's a lot of civil unrest out there. And reality is people is what makes the difference in the world, right? When we get along and support each other, be positive, we achieve great things. Now, you know, this goes back to the Abe Lincoln days, you know, the Democrats versus the Republicans, you know, it went on. It was obviously pretty crazy, right?
It was just reversed.
But it was just reversed, right?
The Democrats were the one in the South and the Republicans were the ones in the North. So it was just reversed then. The public parties were reversed.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And Abe Lincoln, you know, the great abolishment of slavery, you know, and then we started moving up, but absolutely it was kind of reversed. And, you know, if you look at history, you know, some of that's repeating itself. And again, you know, it's all cycles, right? So, you know, it's he's pushing forward for a certain measure. A lot of people don't like change, you know, and there is a lot of change that's happening. So, you know, it comes on even the fact of, you know, a lot of people talk about the wall. I mean, well,
I think a lot of people don't like negative change.
You know, majority of that wall has been built already.
Right, right. No, it's interesting because there was a graphic in the paper the other day and a majority has been built. So I wanted to move on to the topic about the stock market because I find that small business owners really are affected by the stock market because it really, not that it has that big a financial effect on them, but it affects whatever the New York Stock Exchange is doing, whether it goes up and down during the day, it affects their mental psyche.
What do you really see, Todd, for the future? Consumer confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and the consumer confidence under Trump is, you know, at a 13-year high, right? So consumer confidence gets people spending, gets people, you know, putting money back, pumping money back into the economy. And, you know, we've been fortunate in America that, you know, people are looking at the system. The system in the United States has been working for years. I mean, you know, it's solid as far as, you know, call it the stock market to the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, you know, we've got a tried, tested, and true system. And now, you know, we've seen a lot of capital flows coming from other countries into America, right? So because they're seeing, you know, it's more obviously stable. There's a lot of growth. I mean, you know, that's happening. Are we pushing forward? Yes. Do we go through the cycles of recessions and depressions? Yes. I mean, we came out of a major one. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, hey, we're coming up to that 7-year cycle. Are we going to start seeing it go down again?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so what do you forecast, Todd, for the stock market for this year?
Well, I see it, you know, As I mentioned before, and, you know, some of my other interviews, that, you know, it busts through the 20,000 market, Trump, you know, and we're going to see it probably move up to probably, you know, the resistance will probably be about the 23,000 level, start moving, you know, it'll keep moving along. I mean, as long as, you know, is there's no, you know, big cogs put into the wheel, we'll see things keep moving along. There's a lot of, you know, I see, you know, strength out there. But, you know, there is some cycles and there's some instability when it comes into, you know, the civil unrest. And, you know, there's a possibility of, as I said, of war coming through into 2018. This is a cycle again. It comes, you know, goes back to 600 BC. So, I mean, if these things come into, these are things that we got to look into play. But as I always say, we look at the current situation. We look at today. We look at what's happening today. We look at, you know, hey, if the markets are moving and all that, hey, I'm invested, we're making money. You react when things start turning the other way. But otherwise, you know, if you're scared to dip your toe in as an entrepreneur, I mean, you got to take risks. I mean, obviously, us as always entrepreneurs, we know we got to take some risks, but they're calculated risks.
Right,
if we don't take those risks, we're never going to get. It's like the people that have been sitting on the sidelines since the Great Recession. Some of those people are still sitting on the sidelines. Well, they've missed one of the greatest moves.
Right, exactly.
So you mentioned
the last Great Recession was over officially, you know, October 2009. When do you think the next recession should start? Should small business owners worry about it this year or still somewhat in the future, 2018, 2019?
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to have, as you say, that crystal ball. But, I mean, you know, you got to put out calculations out there. And I see it moving into, you know, 2018. It could go up to, you know, 2020. But, I mean, look, we're looking at 2018. We could have, you know, some major events that could unfold that could create some uncertainty. And, you know, so this is what we're looking at. 2017, I think we're going to see things keep moving along. I mean, you know, we're looking at some interest rate hikes moving along because of inflation.
Right.
But you got to remember, as we start moving up, we start getting 3 or 4 quarters of that 3-4% growth. This is where we're getting to the top of the peak of the market. And I myself, I mean, I start shifting in towards, you know, non-cyclical types of vehicles. And I'm a big fan on, you know, healthcare types of stocks and stuff like that. I mean, everything's moved through its cycles. You know, there's, you know, the different tech sectors and so forth, but you know, you got to look at what you believe in and what you know, what's going to do well out in the marketplace.
So, Todd, for the last question I had for you is: you also talked about that interest rates are going to go up. The Fed is signaling that they're going to do that. A lot of times, when rates go up, you know, it's more expensive for people to get home loans. That keeps the value of homes down, and a lot of small business owners again are emboldened when the value of their major asset, which is their home, go up. What do you think the future looks like for the home value market?
Well, I mean, I think the home value market is kind of moving the other way, kind of moving down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in a cycle where, you know, I mean, things can change out there, but if you look at that cycle, I mean, it's moving more into downward cycle. So home prices and all that, interest rates go up, they'll kind of offset. But as business owners, I mean, if you're getting the tax credits and all that stuff, it's kind of, you know, goes back and forth two different ways. So, I mean, you know, you're making money on one side and you might be losing money on the other side, but reality is kind of like a wash. But
interesting. So, Todd, if people want to get in touch with you and they'd like you to look into their crystal ball, where can people get in touch with you?
Well, the best place is on our site, which is www.turbulentmoney.com. There's a contact page. You know, our number is there, all the details.
And they can also get in touch with you at www.toddsheldon.com.
That's correct.
All right, and we're going to have you back next year to see if your crystal ball forecast paid off.
Okay,
that'll be good.
Great,
so, Todd, thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up next, why going through digital transformation in your business is not just an important thing to do, but it is now required. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the north side, Halstead's closed between Roscoe and Addison, and also Cornelia closed between Fremont and Halstead Street. That's all because of an apartment fire. Also in East Chicago, Indiana, Indianapolis north of Klein remains closed, and that's because of an earlier crash. Now, the only problem on the roadway really is on 355 heading southbound at I-55. There's a crash on that ramp as you make your way from 355 southbound onto I-55 southbound. Otherwise, roadways in decent shape. You do have on the Dan Ryan inbound between I-57 and 87th Street, there is road construction. Two left lanes remain closed. That continues until 8 a.m. Also on the Kennedy inbound between the O'Hare Extension and Cumberland, road construction until 10 a.m. It's 33, and here's a further look at your local weather forecast.
You know, the world didn't stop while you slept. Get the first look at what's happening around the world and here at home.
Scene of a plane crash in the remote French Alps.
With
Don't
This Morning with Gordon
Bruce
Deal.
Told CNN that he will follow the text of the law.
It's the breaking news and business information you'll need to start your day.
Here now with a look at some of the stories we're following.
Each weekday morning, starting at 4, right before Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
If I only had more leads, if I only had more prospects to sell to. Sound familiar? The Sales Prospecting Group is ready to help you take your business to the next level. The Sales Prospecting Group is a local Chicagoland company that has helped hundreds of companies nationwide to secure new business by getting them in the door. The Sales Prospecting Group will get you appointments with qualified prospects to help you grow your business. They don't use contract labor or offshore callers. Their in-house staff of business account executives are highly trained, professional, and effective. The Sales Prospecting Group will build a custom campaign specifically for your business. They know how to navigate complex corporate hierarchies to get to the right people and get you connected with them. The Sales Prospecting Group specializes exclusively on B2B sales. Call the Sales Prospecting Group now to learn how they could help your business grow in 2017. 630-701-9052. 630-701-9052. The Sales Prospecting Group. It's time to grow.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, digital transformation once was something that leading-edge companies did, but today it's actually the cost of doing business. Here to talk about this is Mika Yamamoto. She is the Chief Marketing Officer for the Small Business Team for SAP, who oversees the branding, lead generation, and awareness-driving efforts for SAP Businesses by Design, SAP Business One, SAP Anywhere. Mika came to SAP from Amazon, where she led the marketing and merchandising efforts and launched the first physical Amazon bookstore. Prior to Amazon, Mika held several executive positions at Microsoft. Mika, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Barry, for having us.
You know, it was interesting because a lot of times small business owners said, well, digital transformation is something that large companies did. But now every small business, in order for them to be competitive, they've got to go through some form of digital transformation, right?
I think I agree. I think, you know, it seems like a daunting term to a lot of small businesses that think, oh, my gosh, digital transformation. You know, some have this perception that it's a silver bullet and it's this massive event, whereas, you know, a lot of investments now that are available to small businesses don't need to be massive, and it's not a one-time event. It's a journey, and so it's an ongoing set of events that need to take place, and it is, like you said, a cost of doing business these days for small businesses.
You know, it's really interesting. When I ran my own businesses, I remember in the late 90s when we wanted to migrate to a new system because we were growing, it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the migration costs were equally as much. But today, given the cloud, you can actually do it on really a marginal basis, right? I mean, digital transformation can be something that doesn't have to cost a lot, and you can do it just as you need it.
Completely agree. I think the cost taken out of no longer needing IT infrastructure and like servers, for example, data centers, as well as the staff required to maintain that infrastructure, thanks to the cloud, those costs are removed. And also, I think that a lot of companies like SAP have worked on delivering solutions for small businesses that minimize the tax required for systems integrators to come in, for process design work to have to happen, and so really simplified the task based on understanding the small business, simplified the task of for small businesses to take on some of this technology, whether it be, you know, CRM, you know, to manage their customer database, or whether it be getting their company online and creating a really beautiful website. I mean, that used to be so hard. And it's actually far more simple now for a small business to be able to invest in with again, minimal time and resources.
I mean, I just got a tweet. You know, people want us to go back a second. They want us to define what is digital transformation. What does it look like for a small business, Mika?
I think for a small business, it's taking advantage of technology to help reach customers, help drive loyalty with customers, and help drive efficiencies in the back end. So it's just essentially taking technology and making it easier to reach out to customers and run your business. And so it's a nice term that we like to use in the industry, but it really isn't, you know, we sometimes overcomplicate things by making things sound more jargony than they are. It's really taking advantage of the technologies that are out there today to help run your business better.
You know, it's interesting because I find that a lot of small business owners, they start their business by using all these free applications. And then when their business grows, none of these free applications actually talk to each other. So it gets to be a problem. And if they would just start out with a system like, you know, Microsoft Dynamics or SAP or NetSuite, a system that can grow with them, they'd be a lot better off, right?
But it's a transition, right? I mean, it's really hard for a very small business to start with something that's an end-to-end suite. When you first start out, most companies start with Excel and then possibly graduate to something like, you know, QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. It's a progression. It's definitely, like I said earlier, it's a journey. It's a progression. And depending on the industry that a small business is in, depending on their size, depending on the growth rate, really, you know, drives how complicated of a system they need to go. Even the smallest of solutions for the smallest of companies now, providers in the small business space have worked out integration in a better way for small businesses, so that some of these systems do, in fact, talk to one another.
We're talking with Mika Yamamoto. She is the Chief Marketing Officer for the Small and Medium-Sized Business Team for SAP. Mika, I want to talk about the global study that you did in conjunction with IDC about digital transformation, some of the results you found. What was the thing that surprised you the most, and then what was the thing that was most comforting?
You know, I think it's the thing that surprised me. Well, actually, I think the answer is the same for both, actually, is that the reason we did this study was really to figure out, among small and mid-sized businesses worldwide, what are they thinking about in terms of, you know, driving investments in technology? You know, are they thinking about the cloud? Are they thinking, and what business problems are they looking to solve? And what was amazing to me, which was both surprising and comforting, was that, you know, over 70% actually said that they were satisfied or very satisfied with having made technology investments within the last little while. And it seemed to, you know, the interpretation that I have from that was that I think that a lot of small businesses do think that these investments are daunting, these investments will be harder than they are, and that they may or may not realize the benefits that they see. But we're very pleasantly surprised and comforted by the fact that of those companies that did make investments over the last year, that they actually did see the benefits in those investments, and they are pleased with having done so.
So how many, Mika, of these people actually go beyond, I guess, the simple integration, actually get some real insights to be able to use the data that they now have?
I think the majority are. You know, what's interesting is that previously, even for big companies, you know, there's so much data out there, and it's just, you know, unless you have data scientists, which most small businesses don't have, or data visualization tools, or people that are inside the company that just can interpret data simply, it's really hard to make sense of a lot of the data that are inside companies today. But what's nice about what the products that are available to small businesses is that in many cases, a lot of those analytics, you know, whether it's predictive analytics or just analytics that help you determine, you know, making better business decisions, exist in the applications today from a reporting standpoint, and sometimes even through, you know, proactive messaging that's available to small businesses. So, you know, where that, you know, taking advantage of all the data that it resides within your enterprise used to be a daunting task, an almost impossible task for a small business to take on. A lot of these applications that are available today actually help do that on their behalf.
And Mika, where do you find really the entry point for small businesses that are going through this digital transformation? Where do they usually start?
You know, usually for the smaller businesses, we find small businesses taking on, getting their business and putting their businesses online, so establishing a web presence, being able to sell it on the web is the next stage. And then being able to then connect how they're selling to their inventory systems on the back end. And then from a customer standpoint, then connecting their sales motion to some kind of CRM, customer relationship management tool, to be able to monitor and measure who their most valuable customers are. And they can then take advantage of knowing their customers, knowing their inventory position once they have both of those, you know, both of those technologies working, and then they can connect those two. So they can see, okay, my most valuable customers are always buying these types of products during this time of the year, and they can start thinking about how they're merchandising their products, how they're ordering their products, or possibly manufacturing their products if that's, in fact, the business that they're in. And so so it's usually, you know, like I said, website, then connecting website to some kind of commerce capabilities and CRM, and then connecting to the back end and managing inventory. And then lastly, I'd say, you know, also managing their financials. So moving beyond an Excel
right,
to
exactly.
Moving to some kind of accounting package.
Exactly. So, Mika, in the last minute we have, tell us about how SAP can help small businesses with these kind of solutions.
You know, we're investing a lot of dollars in making sure that we make it simple for small businesses to take advantage of technology to be able to, like I said, manage your front office, manage your customers, as well as manage the back office and manage your inventory. And so we've developed technology that helps companies manage end-to-end, that's simple. It's connected to other best-of-breed applications, and it helps them scale. So it helps them scale as they want to grow. So we've had, you know, examples of companies who were fairly small businesses, and they invested in our software and then were able to grow and then expand into moving from competing in one country to competing in 30 in a very simple way without a huge drain on their IT infrastructure or their actual, you know, human capital inside their companies.
And that's important. Mika, thanks so much for being on the show and joining us.
Take advantage of the growth that they want to see.
Mika, thanks so much for being on the show and joining us.
Thanks, Barry, for having us.
Coming up next, there's a new measurement for profit in your business. It's called ROK. Return on Kindness. We take a look at that next. This is AM560 The Answer. Be right back.
You need to understand that the way you build wealth is you do not use the evening news or CNN or Fox to set the tone of your emotions around your investing.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're thinking of changing your investing patterns because you're watching the news, you need to turn off the news. You are in charge of your destiny.
Dave Ramsey. Weeknights starting at 7. Presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Violence breaks out at a pro-Trump rally in Berkeley, California.
Come on, Trump supporters! Come on!
Supporters and opponents throwing insults and punches. 10 arrested, at least 7 injured. More arrested other pro-Trump rallies yesterday across the country. In Palm Beach, Florida, some angry name-calling, but it was mostly a love fest for Mr. Trump.
We love America. We love our president.
Large crowds lining the street near his Mar-a-Lago resort.
And it was certainly a welcome sight for the president, who even stopped his motorcade to get out and wave to the crowd and thank them for their support.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. And brutal fighting this morning in Mosul. An Iraqi commander says clashes are the heaviest since the start of a new push to retake the city from ISIS. At least 6 suicide bombs exploding, but none injuring U.S.-backed troops. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the north side, Halsted closed between Roscoe and Addison. Also, Cornelia closed between Fremont and Halsted. It's all because of an apartment fire. Also in East Chicago, Indiana, Indianapolis Boulevard north of Klein remains closed from an earlier crash. Also in northwest Indiana, 8094 heading westbound at Klein is a report of a vehicle fire. Now, the roadways otherwise are in decent shape. The Kennedy inbound between the O'Hare Extension and Cumberland has road construction. Right lane remains closed. That continues until 10 a.m. Also, the O'Hare Extension eastbound between the airport and Kennedy has road construction with the left lane closed. That continues until 7 a.m. this morning. Also, on the Dan Ryan inbound between I-57 and 87th Street, road construction has the 2 left lanes closed until 8 a.m. Tonight, 32 in clear skies, currently 33. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva.
Nextiva
is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-9600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen of Dr. Amy and Associates. One of the services we provide, mental health and wellness. We see children, adolescents, and adults for individuals, couples, and family counseling. We even do psychiatry and medication management. All of our thoughts, feelings, and actions are a result of those conditioned ways of thinking, feeling, and being that lead us to make decisions. And so I work with individuals to help them understand and help them create a new blueprint to move them from a negative mindset to a positive mindset.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, how effectively you communicate as a small business owner can really make or break your company, especially in this world of social media. Here to help is Gabriella Van Ray, who is a speaker, author, and activist for kindness. She has been seen by millions on Dr. Phil, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. She's got a new book out called Watch Your Delivery on the Secrets of Effective Communication. Gabriella, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Barry.
Okay, so now my wife would not forgive me if I didn't ask her, is Dr. Phil really as nice in person as he is on TV?
Yes, he is. And he's tall.
Even when he's sitting down, he's tall, right?
Yes, he's really tall.
So tell us why you think, especially these days, communication is so important for any small business owner.
Well, I think it's really, really important because we think it isn't. We kind of forget it, right? We think, oh, you know, what did I say? But I feel that, especially today, because we communicate from our devices and not just face-to-face, we have what I call totally unfiltered, uncensored, and unacceptable communication with each other and with the people that we work with. And we don't even notice it. And then afterwards, we say, what did we do? Why is everyone offended?
Gabriella, because communication has become so, I guess, casually easy that we just, like, we're just doing a text or things like that versus before when we had to actually sit down and write a letter or pick up a phone to have a telephone call, that took a lot more effort and I had to think about what I was going to say.
I think that's one of the reasons, and if you're like me, and I hope that there are listeners out like me, that my fingers are too fat for all those devices, so I make these horrible spelling mistakes, and then I don't check my text message, and then it goes out, and then, of course, the other person says, what were you trying to say? And so it takes 10 times longer to actually say it. I prefer picking up the phone. I really do. But I also believe that when we talk, like I do right now with you, our conversation is totally different because I'm thinking of etiquette. And online, when it is just texting or writing on social media walls, we are totally incapable of etiquette. And I think it's because it's so new and we're all learning this together. There are no guidelines out there. Right. So we just say what we want to say.
Right. And also, we can actually do it directly. And as you said, there's really no filter. You know, it's kind of like with Donald Trump. It's where, well, it used to be that the president would communicate through his, his press person or through various media announcements. But now the man just gets on his Android device and just tweets whatever in his mind. So it really is unfiltered. And that makes it a lot more or less prepared.
And it also makes it acceptable for all of us to start doing it. So, for example, I give you a really easy example. If you hear the things that you hear today on TV in the last year just because of this election, you can imagine that people just kind of go out there and we're basically copycats. So we say, hey, they did it. Why can't we say that? And I think that's where we kind of need to go back and say, hey, it's not because someone else does it that we need to do it. We teach our children not to jump overboard when their friends do it. But we kind of take the same stance, right? A word that's unacceptable then becomes acceptable. And we just keep moving that line in our communications. And I think that's where we really go wrong. Because it's not because someone else does it. And I think, for me, the biggest issue is I have an opinion. And to tell you honestly, Barry, I'm a very opinionated person. And I think most of us are. We're just not sure if we could say that. But my opinions are not judgments. And I believe that's where the key lies, in judgments.
Right, but
when does your opinion become a judgment online? And when is it not acceptable? I think that's where we just get totally frustrated and we don't understand communication anymore.
But isn't it difficult for people not to make judgments these days? You know, you have a couple things going on simultaneously. One is, you know, you have a president that's always making judgments, making flippant comebacks, making derogatory, you know, kinds of things. And at the same time, you have the internet where you really can get information to back up whatever judgment you think is true. So does that make more challenging for communication?
I think it's definitely more challenging, but what I like about it is this gives us time to think. See, I think we have a historic moment where we just kind of say, okay, if we have a person that's inflaming our communications even more, isn't this for us a time to kind of go, hey, but instead of just, see, I believe when someone judges, we just come straight back with a split second judgment because we think it's about us. And my take on it is take that moment and say that it isn't about you. The person who's making the judgment has nothing to do with you. So take that one moment to reflect back and say, first of all, one of the things that I say is reiterate what they just said. And when you do that, the person said, no, that's not what I meant. And that gives you actually a very good measuring stick of making sure that you understood the communication.
All right, Gabriella, we're going to leave it right there. We've got to go to commercial, but we're going to back in our next segment. We're going to talk with Gabriella about her concept of forget about, but it's okay to have return on investment, but what we also need small business is something called ROK, return on kindness. This is AM 560 The Answer. We're coming back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. In northwest Indiana, Indianapolis Boulevard is closed north of Klein. That's closed from an earlier crash. Also on 8094 westbound at Klein, there's a report of a vehicle fire. Now on the Edens heading inbound at Dempster, there's a report of a crash. Good news is it's 19 minutes with no delays either way between Lake Hook and the junction. Kennedy heading inbound between the O'Hare Extension and Cumberland has road construction. Right lane remains closed. That continues until 10 a.m. No delays, though, in either direction. On the Stevenson, and that's problem-free on the Stevenson. Dan Ryan inbound between I-57 and 87th Street has road construction. Two left lanes remain closed. That continues until 8 a.m. Also on the Dan Ryan outbound between 87th and the Bishop Ford, there's road construction until 8 a.m. Tonight, 32 and clear skies, currently 33. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Microsoft knows the only constant is change, especially when it comes to technology we use to help run our businesses. Technology should be an asset, one that helps you to anticipate, manage, and respond quickly to change. It should also help your organization reduce costs and get more from the investments you make. Looking at the new tools and services coming out of Microsoft, it's immediately evident that the company is revolutionizing how it helps small businesses. Microsoft not only gets what small business need, but also how they want to work. When it comes to growing with greater efficiency, Microsoft technologies such as Office 365, Power BI, and the Azure Cloud Platform are helping small businesses answer some key questions. One, how quickly can we get new employees up and running with the tools they need? Two, how do we keep up with the massive growth in data needed to do business today? Three, are we getting the maximum return on our technology investments? With Microsoft, small businesses get solutions that help them grow their business with greater efficiency. by reducing costs and getting exactly the technology you need when you need it. To learn more about the Microsoft products and services that will help give your company a competitive edge, visit modern.biz today. That's modern.biz.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, we're continuing our conversation with Gabriella Van Rey, who's a speaker, author, and activist for Kindness. She's got a new book out. It's called Watch Your Delivery. Gabriella, welcome back.
Thank you.
So I know that all small business owners, forever in their head, they have something called return on investment. But you've got a new concept in business you call return on kindness. Tell us about this formula and why you think that kindness is so important in business these days.
Well, when you have someone reactive across from you and you're trying to work with them or you're trying to get a deal or a contract, one of the things is if you answer every rudeness with kindness, that person actually shifts their perception and then and only then opens up the communication. And that becomes really a valuable tool. So when the person is reactive, just let it slide, let it go over you. Don't answer with being reactive back because then you're in judgment. So my way of talking with the person is I let it go, and then I say, well, but this, and this is what you're trying to say to me, and I stay kind, and I especially watch my tone because my tone can get snippy too, right? If I watch my tone in the kindness, that person across from you shifts their perception totally. It is so beautiful to watch. It's amazing.
But
all I did was being kind to their judgment.
But Gabriella, what you're asking people to do actually is very difficult because this world, yeah, especially since the presidential election and now having Donald Trump in office, is becoming especially combative, right? We see everyone's always split, and you're almost like every day you're almost embattled. Give us an example how when you go into a meeting you actually can shift that so you can show kindness to really move it in a new direction.
Well, if I take the example of Donald Trump, our president, and if you look at his reactiveness, it hinders his communication. I think we're all aware of that. He's actually a beautiful example of this topic. So he's being reactive. He can't actually get the communication across of everything that is important because we're stuck in the reactive part. So if I was talking to him, I would just answer totally kind. So I got that you're unhappy about this, and this. But how about, and that's where you come back with something. And then I bet you anything he would answer. He would be so surprised that he answers with kindness too.
Right.
But because exactly, we're not doing that, because that's so difficult to do, we're like a ping pong ball. And we just go back and forth, back and forth. And it gets worse and worse, and the derogative remarks continue.
Right.
So one of the things, really, just take that deep breath and say, but is this what you meant, or is this what I'm hearing? Don't get triggered. Don't get pulled in into the reactiveness.
And that's
the key to a successful communication.
And this is important because as a small business owner, how you communicate with people, what your reaction is on a daily basis, whether it's your employees, your customers, or your vendors, actually your delivery really means everything, your tone of voice.
Everything.
And you've
the
really
tone
got,
is so
right,
important.
You've really got to slow down, take a breath. And I really think the first thing that has to be on your mind is, what can I do this in a kind way? Because I think people's immediate reaction is combativeness.
But there's something that I love to say about this combativeness, and it's my own quote, and it's nobody strikes another human being coming from a positive place. So when someone is combative with me, try to remember that phrase. They're not combative because please don't take it personal in your business. They are having a bad day. They are having an issue, and the issue is not personal. And when you get that, it is so easy to stay kind.
Yeah, I think that's true, because when people do come from a combative place, I always say, well, they must be having a bad day, or it's something about them. Because I keep thinking the reason that Trump is so combative, it says so much more about him and his insecurities than it does about anything that's actually really going on, for the need to defend himself so fiercely.
Absolutely. I'm sometimes just smiling, because when I see the press conferences, I think, wow, my little book next to what he just said, chapter blah, 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 boom, there you got the answer.
Right.
Because it's so beautifully explained of how not to be, because his way of being reactive just doesn't get the communication across.
Right.
And we fail, and then we don't, and then we get even more frustrated, right?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people don't come from a kind place, Gabriella, because they see it as a form of weakness. What do you say to that?
Oh, I love that you brought that up. I think kindness is a strength, and I think we need to bring back that word a little bit more, because I think that we think that material things is success, and success is without words like being powerful. I think being powerful, and I always use the word might, just to distinguish the two, when you have that internal strength to be kind, I'm telling you, Barry, people feel it.
Right.
And they do not see it as a weakness at all.
Right. You know,
because
they
feel it.
I think,
and that kindness is your strength.
Especially when it's you that actually has the power. It's easy for someone that doesn't have the power to be kind, but when you have the power and you're kind, that makes a tremendous impression.
Yeah. And you know what? It's the feeling in the communication that matters too. Because at the end, you can sit in an hour-long meeting and say, what happened here? But when it's a good feeling, everyone walks out and says, God, that person just made me feel good.
Absolutely.
You know, but
absolutely,
you have no idea why.
Gabriella, thanks so much for being on our show. If you want to reach Gabriella, you go to gabriella.global, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-A.global. And the title of the book is called Watch Your Delivery. Gabriella, thanks for sharing your wisdom and your kindness.
Thank you.
Coming up, how digital transformation isn't just for anyone. It's required if you're going to be successful in 2017. AM560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Molt and get a free copy of the book.
Check it out. It's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is Andy Bizup with another great reason to choose Midwest Performance Cars over the dealer for maintenance and repair of your European car. Reason number five, we warranty all of our work for 3 years or 36,000 miles. That's three times what most dealers offer. We have the latest diagnostic equipment, we use the best original equipment parts, and our trained technicians know European vehicles. Book your appointment online at MidwestPerformanceCars.com or call our service advisors at 312-432-9492.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me, since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry. This is normal. Well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business gets stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymaltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@maltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Lately, it seems you're not...